Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I am just about to chat to my good friend, well, yeah, I know him anyway, Greg Chapman. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Kevin. Can I just say before we start, congratulations to Vectis Radio, because last time I came here, we were just going out on the internet, weren't we?
Well, yes, we were.
And now look at this, a proper radio station. You're going up the world.
Oh, no, and so are you. I mean, not many people get invited back twice, do they?
That's true, that's true. And I know I'm starring with you this weekend as well. I know that my cup runneth over.
Don't rub it in. I'm seeing you this weekend. Speaking of which, thanks for the link. Greg, you've got extremely long hair, but not for much longer. What's that about?
Oh, I like the question. That's real journalistic stuff. That is, well, as you know, Kevin, I'm a pretty nice person. Well, no, you don't know that at all. But what you do know is that my fiancée is a lovely person.
Oh, she's lovely.
Also has lovely long hair. And a few years ago, she actually had a lot of her hair cut off and donated to the Little Princess Trust, which is a charity that they take people's hair and they turn it into wigs for children with cancer.
Uh-huh.
And earlier this year, I kind of made some mention that my hair was getting a bit long and I needed to get it cut. And she said, well, if you wait a little bit longer, get it a little bit longer, we could both get our hair cut again and have it cut and donate our hair to the children. And the important thing I want to make very clear from the start is I'm not having my head shaved, okay? People who know me, people who see my shows, you know I have long hair. At the end of this, I'm still going to have long hair. And Felicity's the same. She's got lovely long hair.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm going to have 11 inches off.
Right.
I've got 11 inches. Now, I don't want to rub this into you, Kevin, but I've got 11 inches of hair that I can spare. And this is kind of the message that we're keen to get out with this particular charity haircut is you don't have to shave your head. It's wonderful. I've got great friends that have done sort of the head shaves to raise awareness and things. But what we're actually trying to do is there are sort of children and young people, and I have a friend who actually had cancer as a young person, I'll say, and she said that one of the worst things for her was when she started to lose her hair, because that is a symbol which we in society now do actually connect one way or the other. If you see a young person without hair, there is a part of your brain where that does connect that to cancer, and people are start to look at people differently. You know, if you have any sort of illness, any sort of disease, one thing you don't want is people staring at you all the time. You don't want people offering sympathy. You want it to be treated like a normal person.
Okay.
And so you don't have to have your head shaved clean off. But especially as we come towards the end of the year, new year coming up, and long hair is really in fashion at the moment.
Is it?
We're coming up to January. Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
I'm really missing out big time.
But it's in fashion. And as we come into January, there's going to be a lot of people thinking, oh, well, after Christmas, new year, I'll get my hair cut.
Okay.
And if you've got really long hair and you're just going to have, I think 7 inches is the minimum.
Okay.
And if you've got long hair, having 7 inches off can be your usual yearly haircut. If you can have 12 inches taken off, even better. And that's kind of what we want to get across. I'm not going to be going bald. I'm not having short hair.
Yeah.
But I can still have a good 11 inches taken off and still have good shoulder length hair.
Shoulder length. Good Lord. Okay. So if anybody out there is listening and thinking, I'd be interested in doing that. How could they? Can you just go to any barber or a hairdresser and say, cut that off and then send it to the Little Princess Trust?
Well, the first thing to do is, go and check up, because the Little Princess Trust, there are certain requirements. There are certain things that their hair needs. You know, it's got to be a certain quality in order for them to make it into a wig. I think, off the top of my head, I think 7 inches was the minimum amount you can donate. But generally speaking, you go on there. They give you a, very simple thing.
Okay.
We're actually going a step further, because it's me and because we sort of planned it, and because we wanted to make it an awareness thing as well. Rather than just donating our hair, we really wanted to make it an awareness thing. Now, as you well know, we're actually going to be doing at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. We're performing there over the weekend.
Yeah.
And the Steam Railway guys were really nice, and they just said, yeah, sure, do it on stage, make a big thing out of it, really let people know what's going on.
Yeah. So the surreal thing that's happening, dear listeners, on Sunday Isle of Wight Steam Railway is that Greg and I are doing three shows a day, basically Christmas with a twist. It's a sort of Charles Dickens, Greg Chapman double act that we're doing. I have written a script, but I've got no idea if Greg will actually use any of the words I've written. But at the end of one of the shows on Sunday, Greg and Flick...
That's right, yeah.
Who is your fiancé.
It's my fiancé.
Yeah, are going to come up onto the stage and have their hair cut by two people, one of them being me as Charles Dickens.
That's right, we got you as Charles Dickens cutting Flick's hair.
Fiance's hair.
No, I was very careful. I thought, now, I know what Kevin's like. I know me and Kevin have a bit of fun back and forth. I think I won't let him near my hair with the scissors. But yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be about 12:45. So we know I'm planning to head to the Santa Specials this weekend. Come along and see me actually get my hair cut.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we'll be doing that. And for us, as I say, our big thing, and it's great to come on the Vector Radio here and actually get a chance to talk about this, because our big thing, I say, is yes, we could have just had this haircut, but we actually wanted to make this really about raising awareness. We drive down the street now, and I'm going to get in trouble. I've just realised I'm going to get in trouble when I get home saying this. We drive down the street now, and Flick will be sitting in the car, and she spots everyone with long hair, and she says... Would they miss 12 inches? Would they miss 12 inches? I mean, she doesn't wind down the window and shout it out, but only because the window in my car is broken. But yeah, that's okay. All we're trying to do. And the other thing, just a quick sneaky plug. I know last time I came in, I was plugging the airship, and we'll get to that as well.
Well, you want to plug that now, do you?
No. I know I was plugging that last time, but the link I really want to plug today, if you don't mind, is it's a bit of a complicated link. You'll find it on the Facebook and everything else, all my pages. But justgiving.com/fundraising/Flick and Greg.
Okay.
Because that's our little fundraising link. The money there goes straight to the Little Princess Trust.
Okay.
Because obviously, it's all very well us cutting our hair and sending it into them. They need the hair. But it actually costs them, I think off the top of my head, about £350 every time they make a wig for a child. Because they need the quality.
Okay. Why did Flick get involved with that in the first place? Is there some connection?
Yeah, I think the big thing is...
Is it something you can talk about?
I think the big thing is that most people these days know somebody who's gone through some form of cancer. And she just happened to know somebody who was younger with it and saw that. You know, if you're an older person, if you're older at all, even sort of my age, you know, older person, you know, early 30s, but even if I was to lose all my hair tomorrow...
Yeah.
I could walk around, people would assume that I'd shave my head, and that's partly a male thing as well.
Yeah.
When you're especially a girl, and you're sort of 10, 15 years old, if you have no hair, people make that assumption, and we both know people that were that sort of age.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's what kind of pushed us into this particular charity to support.
It's fantastic. Can you just read out that link again?
I certainly can.
This is Greg and Flick having the haircut on Sunday for the Little Princess Trust, and they're raising awareness of the trust, but also you can donate to their fundraising effort by following this link.
www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Flick and Greg.
Beautifully done in your best radio voice there.
I did go posh, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. So I can't wait for that. I can't wait to cut your fiancé's hair with my shaking, cold hands.
Now, what I will point out is she's only got another 6 months after that till the wedding. If you mess it up pre-wedding...
Charles Dickens doesn't mess things up.
There's a reason I'm not cutting her hair myself.
But I have got a bit of a cold, so I might sneeze at the wrong time, won't I? Oh, dear. But moving on swiftly... we wanted to give a mention also to The Amazing Last Airship, which is your new video series.
My new web series,
web series. So you're launching tomorrow. Got to be quite quick, but
Monday.
You're launching tomorrow.
We're launching on Monday, which will be the 4th of December. I came in, I spoke a lot about this with you last time, so I know people that want to know a lot of information about this, but the first episode... Finally, after months, over a year of work I've been putting into this, and the first 6-minute episode comes out Monday night. It will be available, nice and easy to find that one. That's just going to be on thelastairship.com.
Okay.
I'm just going to link direct to that. And the first episode does start, and I believe the first person to speak in the first episode is Mr. Kevin Wilson.
No.
This actor that I found on the streets, and I dragged him up by his bootstraps and put him in a starring
man who
role.
Actually, when you give him a script, he learns his lines. That is that the Kevin Wilson?
That's the guy. The guy that actually learned the lines. The cheat, as we call him. I don't know learning lines.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, it's been it's amazing. I know it's going to be an amazing series. So. Please listen out for that one from Monday. Do you know what time? Is there a specific time?
There's not a specific time. It will be going up, I would guess, about 5 o'clock. I've just got to do the final checks. I've got to figure out exactly how I'm going to run the day. There'll be live tweets and all sorts going out throughout the day as a bit of a build-up.
So exciting, though.
Oh, yes. But once it's out, obviously, everything on the internet, once it's out. Yeah. So you can watch it any time after that.
Okay. I'm just going to give one more plug because we're getting a bit overexcited now. But Charles Dickens and Greg Chapman, Christmas with a Twist, featuring Greg Chapman playing Nancy
and
a juggling Nancy. You all right with that, Greg?
That sounds fun. I really should have read the script, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, you did say yes. I seem to remember. Anyway, that's the Santa specials, which start tomorrow, and it's every weekend through December at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. All right, thanks for coming in again, Greg.
Thank you for having me back again.
Yeah, cheers.